Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will discuss the last week of the show. Please feel free to call in at 914-338-1239. You can also join us in our chat room. And also, you can use Skype. We're Skype friendly. You can follow us daily at our blog at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Diva Days, and I recommend everybody friend us at Facebook because I love to use the share button. And so Facebook is actually updated more often than the blog. And tonight we have Marianne here.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Yes, it's been a long summer, but yeah. We were busy. And we have Anna here tonight.
It's been a wild summer.
Yes, crazy.
Anna,
hi, Anna. Hello. So, we have a lot to talk about. I mean, for the first time in a long time, I thought Days of Lives was really, really good this week.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and, well, the big thing, of course, this week was the Ijami wedding that didn't quite go off as well as planned. So, what were you thinking, Marianne, watching the Ijami wedding?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I was just disappointed that it was Rafe that had to reveal, you know, that EJ was involved. I was hoping that it would be Anna somehow. But anyway, the best part of it was afterwards, the fight between EJ and Sammy. I thought Jane's and Allie just blew me away, especially Jane's. I think he did an excellent job showing all the range of emotions. Yeah, that was the best part for me anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, I just absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, typical, I thought the set looked awful. I mean, that's like one big pet peeve. The set didn't look that great. And I mean, maybe it would have been more fun if it was a bit more Brady's there, except for Roman, just Roman being there. Even though Roman was great, though, I thought Josh Taylor was...
Yeah, and Sammy.
Yeah.
I love that. He was fantastic. I thought he was super snarky. And just, you know, rolling his eyes and glaring the whole ceremony was fantastic. Yeah. It cracked me up. I thought that was funny. I loved Allison Sweeney, the way she looked. I loved her dress. And, of course, James looked fantastic, too, like he always does.
I liked her hair. I know some people said they didn't like it, but I liked it. I liked her hair.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was pretty.
Yeah,
I
liked her dress.
Hair. Yeah, and dress is beautiful. Yeah, I mean, you know, everything was, the whole race thing, I just wish EJ would have just slugged him. I mean,
why is somebody shooting Rafe instead of EJ?
I hate Rafe. I mean, I hate him. I mean, but you couldn't fast forward through him this week, though. You kind of had to watch him. But, I just hate him so bad. But, James Scott was just unbelievable the entire time. The one part in particular that really impressed me was when he got down one knee and proposed again.
Weren't you screaming, Sammy, say yes?
Yes.
I was ready to take him back. Come on, Sammy.
I would have.
He was convincing. Oh, yes.
Oh, he had me. Yeah, he had me at hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Okay. All right,
okay.
Sorry. I'll take you back.
Rafe just has a tendency to suck the life out of everything. I mean, he didn't suck the life out of this as much as I thought he was going to, but he just has a tendency to be anticlimactic whenever he's involved, and I guess it's because he has only one range of emotion, and that's zero.
One expression, right.
Yeah, one expression.
Oh. He's mostly smug.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, he was smug the entire time.
That smirk. I just want to wipe the smirk off his face.
Oh, it's awful.
But yeah, the performances were great overall. I mean, I don't know. To me, it just obviously, and we've talked about this before, obviously they've been in a retooling process. I guess the fact that their ratings were lower than a now-canceled show that's going off the air soon maybe woke everybody up. But mm-hmm. I thought, I just think overall, like you said, because I lost interest in a lot of it over the summer. I really wasn't watching it regularly, just, you know, here and there, mostly when Kate and Stefano were on or something. But the characters that I really like. But I got the feeling, especially the last two episodes of this week, I started feeling like the old soapy, you know, feeling was back, if you will. Not quite the 80s, but I really got the feeling that everyone brought their A game, and the writers did a fairly decent job. I thought the tone and the feel of the show, I'm not going to say the sets were great, and like you said, they could always use some improvement. But I don't know, I just felt like the feel, even the music was different. I felt like even the music they used to sort of set the tone for the scenes, even that felt sort of nostalgic to me. I don't know, what did you guys think?
And it was holding my interest. You know how the soaps used to be? Like, now it's like, now I want to know what happens. Like, after Friday, now next week I want to watch. I want to know what's going to happen to EJ. I want to know, what's going to happen. It's holding your interest and wanting, we want to know more, what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was just very good all the way around. I mean, when I watched Monday, I'm like, wow, that was a really good episode. And Tuesday was good, but there wasn't a dud episode the entire week. It was all really good.
Yeah.
Even when it kind of shifted more towards the whole Chloe thing, even that was somewhat interesting. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit.
Now it's that who switched the results when you thought Stephanie was going to do it.
Yeah.
That was a nice twist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be anybody now.
I don't know if they spoiled that or not, because I honestly hadn't been keeping up with the spoilers as much as normal, because I hadn't really been interested. But
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, but that, I have to admit, they surprised me on that. I mean, at first I was like, what? What's going on? What? You know, and then by the fourth person that they show is on the computer and doing all this, I was like, oh, they're going to make this a little more interesting than I thought they were going to make it. Because we've been talking about it for months, that there was going to be a Chloe pregnancy and then this paternity issue. I mean, people have been talking about it for quite a long time, and so I just figured it would be the classic, you know, somebody drops a file, Stephanie picks it up, sees the paternity and switches the paper, you know, does something stupid, you know, just boring regular stuff. But I mean, they have added an element that I have to admit surprised me. So that's saying something, I guess.
Mhm. Oh, the line of the week, and there was a ton of good lines.
Oh, lots of them. Yeah.
When Dan Lowe shows up at Victor's house and announces that she's pregnant, and Victor goes, "Is the baby Daniels?" And I just died.
Yeah.
I mean, I died. I laughed for like a half an hour. That was so flippin' hysterical. And he kept insulting Chloe and then apologizing.
Oh, yeah.
And he told her again, and he apologized again. Oh, it was hilarious.
So you think Daniels. Victor knows anything? Think maybe Victor did it. I'm wondering if he found out.
I don't know if that's
somehow
a red herring or not, but I've thought about that too. I mean, he would be. I mean, Daniel's like his son, and Philip is his son.
Yeah.
If he has any idea that Philip was with Chloe, he may not have.
He might just know it wasn't Daniel's, but I don't think he knows anything about Philip.
Yeah,
he just wanted Daniel to be happy.
Course,
yeah.
Of course, on this show, these guys can know anything at any point, you know.
He hates Chloe so much. I don't know. I can't see him doing that though. That would be the best way to break them up, because he hates Chloe.
Yeah.
So why would he
cover?
Exactly.
So why would he? Well, the other thing I wondered was, we are assuming that Stephanie saw the original result, and then it changed. What I'm wondering is, could multiple people have been changing it? I mean, you know, it's kind of ridiculous that anybody
maybe it really is banned
in there. But I mean, I'm personally hoping it's Phillips, because I would prefer a flowy baby. Plus, I just can't stand Daniel. And really don't want to see his seed perpetuated on the show, but so to speak. But,
Philip needs a kid.
But
he already has one.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. We kind of forget about that.
Yeah. But I just, you know, so that's kind of what I'm hoping. But it did occur to me, and probably a lot of other people, that, you know, all four people could have been involved. I mean, they could have been switching it back and forth and back and forth. I mean, the writers have done, I will say, done a good job of, you know, for characters I really, you know, for a couple that I honestly care less about, I think they've made it as interesting as they can make it with the dynamics of, you know, this girl's husband cheated on her with her father's wife, you know, girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever, and may have gotten her pregnant. I mean, it's all very twisted, but in a good soapy way, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for things I wasn't particularly interested in to start with, they've made it relatively interesting, I guess. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize Nicole didn't know that Chloe was pregnant. Like, she didn't find out until the bump showed up. You know,
they haven't been BFF for a while, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of lost track of each other there for a while.
Yeah, well, now it's Three's Company because you got Chloe, Daniel, and Nicole living together. Nicole's moving in on Monday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. I knew there was a reason she was sucking up.
Because she's scared to death of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you guys hear her scream on Friday?
Yeah.
Nicole's in her.
When the FBI guy came in.
The FBI comes in, and the way the show set it up, I actually did think it was one of Stefano's. Mark,
yeah.
Agatha.
Oh, I did too.
Well, because Stefano made that phone call.
And, I mean, Ariane Zucker screamed her lungs out. It was fantastic. I mean, I haven't heard that good of a scream, I think, since Christy Clark. I mean, that girl could scream, too. But holy crap, did Ari scream. I mean, I, like, jumped out of my chair. It was so good. I mean, she was great, too, this whole week.
Yeah.
She was real snarky, especially with Stefano and Kate at the pub.
Yeah.
She was fantastic.
I like it when she's snarky. They need to do more of that, you know? Some of the repetitive stuff, just a year of baby switch of her of confiding in Stefano and lamenting over when EJ was inevitably going to find out, that was just a waste of her talent, in my opinion. And I don't think she should be a cartoon character and be only the drunk Nicole that came back to town a few years ago, the funny, snarky one. But I definitely think that they need to inject more of that into her dialogue because I think she really does a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find yourself always rooting for her, though, no matter what? You're always rooting for Nicole, you know, no matter what
most
she does.
Most of the time. There are a few times when I want to.
So you think she'll get with EJ, maybe? I don't know.
That makes my head hurt thinking about that, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's a rumor that, EJ does get amnesia, and people are thinking he's going to hook back up with Nicole.
With Nicole, that's what I had heard too. That he's going to forget this whole what he did to Sammy and everything. So I guess that's his out. I guess if he can't remember what he did.
Why can't they find something new for him? You know, someone he doesn't have really nasty, terrible, ugly baggage with.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
And I hate to bring up Ariana because you know I know the H crew is not exactly our favorite, but. I kind of liked the fact that he had a friend that was, you know, I know, I mean, personally, I've been very critical of that whole, at first I thought it was great they bring on the Hernandez family, I thought that would be a great, you know, add an element to the show, make it, you know, whatever, but big fail on several levels, but I really have, that's the one aspect of Ariana's character that I have actually enjoyed is, and not from a romantic standpoint necessarily, but I have enjoyed the fact that these two, like, really, you know, attractive people and everything, that they're friends. I mean, that they have each other's back. They may have their own agendas. They may, you know, not exactly, you know, have pure intent, but they're friends. And they kind of dealt with each other without those, you know, sort of walls that people put up or those, you know, oh, I don't know, does he like me, does he not like me, and vice versa. It's like they were just friends, and I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. You know, EJ needs a friend. So I'm not saying
he doesn't.
That
like we said, he doesn't have too many friends, does he?
He doesn't.
Think about it.
He really doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No.
So, no. I mean, so not that I'm necessarily going to miss that character, but I just because I didn't think she and Brady worked at all. But
So what are the spoilers out there for her? Does somebody run her down? She gets killed, right?
She gets killed.
Somebody run her down? Did I read that somewhere? Hit her with her? And it's speculated that it was Will, maybe, that did it?
I haven't seen that, but I've heard it.
I haven't seen that.
I just heard she gets hit by a car.
She gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, a la John Black. I wonder if they're going to run her. Marlena's going to jump out and start screaming. Sorry, that was a bad flashback.
Yeah, I got to say, I have to give Drake a lot of credit because he did his own stunt, and he did a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sitting there just like, okay, sure, go ahead, hit me with a car. I mean,
it was emotional. It was pretty emotional.
it was pretty realistic,
yeah,
I think.
I know, it happened.
Yeah, it was.
I had to shield my eyes when they kept doing the flashbacks. I was like, I don't want to see that again. That was just too real.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give a rat's rear end when Ariana bites the dust. Yeah, it just cracks me up.
Let's just hope she doesn't come back, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she can stay dead. She's one that can stay dead.
Yeah.
Some others can come back, but she's one that can stay dead.
She's got those big doe eyes, and it cracks me up. She's going to be literally a deer in a headlight.
Oh, no.
You know.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, maybe.
I mean, you see
that's
it.
Chloe, though, isn't it? Yeah, she's another one, though.
Yeah, you see it in your head, though, just her seeing this car coming. She's frightened. Her eyes are a little big, and the headlights are right on her.
Oh, that's
great. You know how it's going to go down.
That's pretty funny. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but it is funny.
It's funny.
Well, why can't it be Rafe? I think I would, sacrifice Rafe for and keep her, really.
They need to have a Hernandez switch, and at the end, he needs to jump
out. Push her out of the way. Push Rafe.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to go back to the whole Philip and Chloe thing, too. Yeah, that was neat how it went down. I have to say, too, I thought Crystal Chappelle actually looked really nice this week.
Yeah.
I've been begging for months for her to get bangs, and she finally got some bangs. So I'm very
Hold
happy
hair
about
back.
That.
Kind of looks nice to
get
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say that.
I agree. They've certainly not... The wardrobe and hair and makeup people have not been a friend to her since her return.
No.
And maybe by...
But it's not paying much attention to her anymore now, though.
Yeah, good.
Did you notice?
He crawled into bed with her on Friday.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he was thinking about Hope.
Yeah, he was.
Literally. He was literally thinking about Hope.
And then she was,
he was thinking of Hope.
Yeah, and Carly got that look because she knew Bo was falling back into love with Hope because Hope's the bigger basket case between Hope and Carly.
Yeah, he needs rescue.
Hope needs rescue now. That is true. Bo always goes for it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there are guys out there like that, too. I mean,
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
that's what's going on.
I have to admit, for me, because I was a big Bo fan in the 80s, and when I returned to the show a few years ago, I was kind of bored with them. I don't know if it was just the writing or what. There were some scenes I enjoyed, like when they did the letters caper, and they were breaking into the mansion to get the letters and all. That was a funny. Those were funny episodes, and it kind of reminded me of what it was like in the 80s, the hijinks and humor and all that, working as a team and everything. But then they just kind of like with all the vets at one point, they just really drove them into the ground. And I have to admit, this storyline, first of all, with the Nighttime Hope thing, some people criticize it and everything, and I didn't watch every single episode of it. But for me, it was fun to see Hope in a different light, to kind of see, because I didn't watch her during the Gina years or anything like that. So, maybe that was sort of new for me to see her in a different light. And I was pretty entertained by that. I don't know. I enjoyed it. And now seeing Hope and Bo, see that connection again with them, it has reignited my interest in them. I'm really enjoying that aspect of the show, and I didn't think that I was going to. So, that's just my thought.
I have to say, I think John Callahan completely stole those scenes, this entire week.
He was awesome.
Yeah,
he needs to come back. He needs to be one that comes back every so often. He's great.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll see him back. I guess he's going to jail, but he can get out.
That never lasts long.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta say, I felt more genuine emotion for Hope from him than from Bo.
Right.
I mean, he's like, you know, stop it, you know, I'm pretty guilty, you know, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, John Callahan, if he lost like 20-30 pounds, you know, he could go back to being a leading man, you know, and because he still has that charm, then he doesn't have the looks. He's too bloated looking now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good looking guy back in the day when he was on
Obama. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen
pictures
of him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think he made, like I've said before, I think he made a character that could have just been A, cartoonish, and B, very unappealing. He made
mm-hmm.
him into one of my favorite characters when he's on. You know, I really enjoy him. I enjoy the humor. I enjoy the sarcasm. And I thought it was cool. I have read an interview with him about how he was glad that they let his character sort of end on a somewhat heroic note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hopefully that means he'll be coming back at some point. But, he's one of those veteran actors that was given a small part, but
mm-hmm.
he expanded the role and he made the most of it, and people noticed, you know, people noticed
mm-hmm.
quality. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I hope he'll be back.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many actors they bring in that they make him a major character right off the bat, and they fail. And here's a guy who just had this itty-bitty short-term gig and did fantastic. And we, you know, over the summer we had to suffer through Jessica Tuck as Madeline. She was just awful. And she did absolutely nothing with that role, and they could have brought in someone else for a lot less money. I mean, and she didn't bring in any ratings. I mean, it was a complete waste of time. But, you know, and then you see him, and he was just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was cheering for Dr. Baker. You know, I mean, Bo was just sitting there scouring, you know, acting like Bo, the hothead, like he has been since, you know, 1981. He hasn't really changed at all. And Carly's mm-hmm. sitting there rolling her eyes every time someone mentions that Hope is Bo's wife. You know what I mean? You know, they never got divorced. I mean, they've been separated for a year, but they're not divorced. And just Carly just sitting there rolling her eyes all the time because
mm-hmm.
everybody says they're still married. It annoys the crap out of me because it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And Bo's finally admitting that he was wrong.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah.
Didn't Baker turn around and say something to them? I can't remember what he said, but it was pretty, like, he wasn't the, you know.
He wasn't the only guilty one.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, you kept telling
them
about it.
That was great the way he did that. He didn't overplay it, but it was enough where they got the message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I thought John Callish is absolutely amazing. I hope they do bring him back. You know, maybe his love for Hope will make him a better man.
Not too much. I like the way they wrote him to be, you know, even though he was written to be this slimy doctor, he
mm-hmm.
was actually much more heroic and much more honorable, in my opinion, than somebody like Daniel, who
mm-hmm.
is written to be this
mm-hmm.
hero, and yet he's a jerk, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So,
Nathan. Yeah, Nathan, to me, he's supposed to be the hero, but he's constantly, you know, in bed with Stephanie thinking about Melanie or trying to kiss Melanie, and it's just like, ew, you know.
Yeah.
It's gross. But we have a caller.
Oh, yeah.
It's 7:08. We have Nikki.
All right.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, I was just wondering what you all think about Vivian's plans for Maggie with the whole sarcophagus thing.
Hmm.
Go ahead, Marianne.
I don't know. It seems like a repeat of what she did with Carly, but I think they can pull it off. I mean, Vivian, you know, with Louise and Susanna, it's probably going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm hoping, anyway. Yeah.
What do you think, Anna?
What do you guys think?
I actually thought that was kind of an entertaining thing this week. I've been, you know, we know that Vivian hates Maggie, and it's kind of been a little entertaining side note, I think, this week, and at least that's the part that I've seen is in this past week. And I thought, well, at least they're giving her more room than they gave Carly. I mean, you know, she's getting an upgrade.
That was a funny line.
Yeah,
you know, things have improved.
Yeah.
With the coffin.
Improved so much, yeah. I mean, at least she'll have room. Maybe she can, you know, have a party, have friends over. I don't know, you know, when she's in there. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, of course, I love Maggie. So, I mean, obviously I want her to live. but I think it will be, I think it's adding a spark back to Vivian, because wouldn't you say that for a while Vivian's been pretty flat? I mean, she's been kind of beating her own, and I mean, she's kind of been why do they even have her on kind of thing for the last while? And so I like that they're giving her something to do that's evil, and, you know, and it has a, it makes sense. I mean, because she does resent Maggie. So it's not just like she's putting anybody in a coffin, you know, for the sake of putting them in the coffin.
And how convenient that Maggie is going to be out of town.
Of course.
Planning to go on a cruise. So there will be an excuse for her not, you know, but he's going to miss her.
Right.
So be looking for her.
My favorite Vivian line, she was pretty good this week, was she was talking about Maggie's awful red hair. And how that was going to clash
with the
pink.
She
was going to be happy for perpetuity. I'm like, oh, that's just brilliant.
That was good. I think that was a Richard Coulson line, if I'm not mistaken. That goes through.
Well, I thought it was hysterical when Vivian, Maggie, and Victor were in the Brady pub, and Vivian was looking at the coffin catalog and asking Maggie what she likes. I was cracking up. I love Vivian and Maggie scenes like that. So I think it brings some entertainment to the other scenes.
Oh yeah, and then just throw in Victor too, and that's, you know, and his lines are always funny.
And I really like Victor and Maggie. I mean, I really like that dynamic.
I do like Victor and Maggie.
I love it.
But I do like them better than like Victor and Louise, you know, and Victor and Vivian.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. We think I'll throw Carolyn in there though too somehow. Maybe she make her fight for a little harder for Victor.
You know what? I don't feel bad for Carolyn.
She had her chance.
I don't know. I don't see the. I mean, back in the day, it did, but I don't really see as much of a spark there. And yeah, I don't know. But I do like the dynamic with Maggie and Victor. I think they're funny. And again, I like it because they're friends. I like the fact that they're friends, and it's an unlikely pairing as a friendship.
Mm-hmm. And they tease with each other. They're cute together.
We have another caller. We have Madeline. Madeline's here.
Oh, Madeline's
here.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You made it.
You made it.
Yeah, made it back. So, I hear you guys talking about Maggie and Victor. That sounds like fun. I've only seen two days this week. So I saw Wednesday and Thursday.
What did you think of the EJ and Sammy? Did you see that?
Well, it was written really well. I don't know. I'm at the point with the two of them that it just seems like they're trying to write them that, you know, it's just one thing keeps getting worse. And I know there's lots of people who seem to think this is an EJ and Sammy story, but I don't. Sadly, I don't see that anymore. It just sounds like it's starting to look like a rehash of the 90s where, you know, no Demira is ever going to win no matter what. I just don't see EJ winning here. So,
I thought the last scene with Rafe, Sammy, and EJ, like before Sammy got the kids and left, they were both just standing there looking smug at EJ. And I just got the impression they were kind of directed to do that. And the whole thing is, all, you know, bad EJ loses again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, during the whole argument, it's like, Sammy comes off as sounding all smug and hypocritical to me because it's like she has no room to talk. She has absolutely no room to talk. She started all of this. She started the whole thing. EJ wouldn't have been
hiding the baby
if she hadn't started all of this. And Rafe wasn't much better. And mm-mm. and you never you don't see her even all summer long. The whole time she was with EJ, she's not thinking about him. She's thinking about Rafe.
Yeah.
I don't see how this is an EJ and Sammy love story, which is not what I wanted. But I mean, I wanted one. I didn't want her with. I don't care about her longing for Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anyone longing for Rafe.
For Rafe.
He's cute, but that's it. That's you know, that's where it stops for me. So I'm just not interested in watching more of, you know, the Demers are all screwed up, so they lose every single time.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see Victor winning. It's nice to see Victor and Maggie. That's about the only bright spot. And I kind of get the impression that poor Stefano is going to lose, too, real big with Kate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say there's trouble in Paradise is my favorite couple, Stefano and Kate.
I know.
Yeah, no, they haven't, yeah.
The only two couples I give a damn about, and they're going to screw up both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping, I'm not giving up yet, I'm hoping that this is one of those things that challenges State, you know, Stefano and Kate, because they're one of my favorites too, obviously. I'm hoping that it challenges them and it brings some more layers to their relationship, but I'm hoping it's not a deal breaker.
Well, I kind of wonder.
Well, they each have a secret, though.
Right.
Well, but now actually Kate has two secrets. Sorry, I'm talking about spoilers, so I hope nobody minds.
Oh, yeah. Well, she knows
Kate
about Chad.
Two secrets.
Well, yes,
she knows about Chad, and then she, if you guys don't want to hear this, cover your ears, she's going to call Sammy and tell her that EJ is taking his kids.
Yeah.
So she's going to, she's the reason that Sammy shoots EJ. That's going to be that's going to be something that I don't know.
Stefano finds out.
That's true.
Right.
Stefano
that's
probably
true.
And even the secret about Chad is pretty big. Both of those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Do we know when Stefano's going to find out about Chad? Do you guys know?
I think it's very soon.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a while yet?
No, I think it's going to be soon. I think EJ Kate changes her mind, and you know, because that would be like Stefano's last son.
Yeah,
they're all dead.
Well, I'm wondering because I haven't seen this. If it's the
well, if the ratings don't improve, it'll definitely be Stefano's last kid. Because
yeah, that's true.
He just keeps having them.
Yeah, we could have a spinoff, you know, Stefano's kids. Yeah.
But one thing that I do like, though, is that they do manage to make, in a lot of these scenarios, make it so that really no one, I mean, if you look back at the baby switch and everything, there was nobody, including Mia and Chad and everybody else, there was nobody that was truly innocent in that whole scenario. And so
that it's not innocent, but it's, the problem with that is that they write it so that Sammy and Rafe are supposed to come off looking not innocent,
but as
though they've got some moral high ground.
Right.
And that's the part that really,
and they did
this in the 90s, too, you know. People were so hypocritical, and yet they were written to be the moral, have the moral upper hand. And I'm just
Brady's
important
as always.
Kind of writing. You know, the Brady's are,
I keep hoping that we've done wrong. I'm hoping we find out something about Rafe's past, not because I'm interested in Rafe, but that suddenly becomes a deal breaker for Sammy or something because I don't know.
That he's not this super good guy, or something.
I don't know.
Just the way he went about getting Nicole, you know, that was wrong.
That's
the way he did. Yeah, he was a jerk that way.
Yeah, he thought he used her.
He's going to become even more hypocritical because now he's apparently going to keep Sammy's secret after she shoots EJ.
Right. Right.
He couldn't live with EJ doing something not nearly as bad as shooting somebody in the head.
Mm-hmm,
and all the shit he did to Anna, but he's gonna hide Sammy.
Right.
If that's not the most
hypocritical.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but wouldn't that be kind of a deal breaker for you if your fiance shoots her ex boyfriend in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried.
Anybody but a DiMera, probably. But I just, I don't know. I just can't see the writers putting Sammy and EJ back together. Not because they can't. I just don't think they want to. They haven't written any of this like they want. Like Sammy hasn't been written to want EJ since Gary Tomlin started as producer. The minute he came in as producer, it just like stopped.
Yeah, but 2 months later,
had no more
we got Rafe. Yeah.
The Faithful just put us to sleep. Oh,
my God. Can you imagine them as just like a little...
They have to get EJ and Sammy together. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I just think they do that. I mean,
I don't think they'll ever take EJ out of the equation. They never took Stefano out of John and Marlena until he quit.
That's true. That's true.
And left. And then they had to find somebody else. Then they had to go get Tail back in because their story was so dang boring. I think it's just gonna keep going this way with Sammy and Rafe, and EJ will be the interloper, and I'm just not interested in that.
Well, remember there's something I don't know. We never can believe necessarily what certain people say, but there was at one point they were talking about how this fall the Rafe and Sammy and Nicole and EJ and the dynamic between the four of them. And so, it may not be that clear cut. There may be, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and this could keep going for years. Look how long did it take John and Marlena to get back together after their affair?
Yeah.
Their affair happened in 1993, the early part of 1993, and they didn't get back together again until 1996.
Seven. Wow.
Or six.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm not waiting that long. And certainly not
that's
with the
long
kind
of history of stringing us along.
And even all that time, you still saw both of them wanting the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, have you seen that with EJ and Sammy since she came back from... Oh, I haven't seen that since she came back from being in witness protection.
I think Tomlin has a block when it comes to Galen. No offense, because I think Galen's probably a great guy, but for some reason, I don't know, but I just feel like it seems like they prop him a lot, and they prop his character a lot on the show.
I don't know how much of it's Tomlin and how much of it's Corded, because he went on and on about how this was...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, wait for the new John and Roman.
But do you think Roman
and Marlena?
Do you think he was dateable, though, when he
They are not Roman and Marlena.
I know. It's a joke.
Compared
to Roman and Marlena, who had good writing to boot and good acting. And
right.
I mean, I still hear people going on. I saw people going on about how they thought Rafe did good the last week. And
They're watching a different show. I don't know what
I don't know who they're comparing it to. Oh, and that James Scott was over the top.
He was amazing.
For yelling and for all the yelling.
He was amazing.
That's
how he's supposed to be.
I kind of wonder what their personal life is like if you don't argue like that with your husband or wife, in a situation, where you're lying to each other and you find out and you're just polite and you don't.
Oh no, you're posting like
Actually,
he was begging and pleading with her. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, actually Allison Sweeney usually is over the top, but she's always constantly screaming and crying.
Yeah.
But she was actually quite sedate until Friday. I mean, all week she was kind of calm and whispering that, like, I want to listen to the CD. I mean, she was even real calm about it. And it wasn't until the end.
I was impressed. I was more impressed with her than I'm ever been.
Yeah,
even Grace's funeral wasn't this good. I don't think she was this good.
They were both believable. Very believable.
Yeah. But Rafe?
No.
Rafe walked through the whole thing acting like it was like he was arresting some drunk.
I just don't see how the hell he just walks right into the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Why does he just walk into the mansion all the time? I mean, that's getting really ridiculous. You would think that,
They would.
Well, that's the other thing I'm so tired of. Anybody could walk into the Demir Mansion. Oh yeah, sure.
Yes, that was
yeah, really.
Yeah, Nicole got in. Rafe got in.
Outside, but yeah.
I mean, they've made the Demir so laughable. It's hard to.
Oh, I still love them.
Seriously.
Madeline, what did you think of the whole? Did you watch the boat thing this week?
The boat.
Baker's trial. Did you watch any of that?
Oh, I watched a little bit of. I had both episodes go, but I wasn't. I have to admit, I wasn't paying a lot much attention to some of it. I did. Mm-hmm. I did like him finally. Firing his lawyer because he was feeling bad for Hope and wanting them to let her go and pleading guilty. That was romantic. That was about the most romantic a show has gotten outside of Maggie and Victor. And so that was cool. But other than that, I can't say I was paying that much attention to Chloe or Daniel for that whole mess. That's stupid. Right here. So.
I thought Nadia did pretty well this week. I mean, she told me that that Chloe really is pregnant. I mean, it seemed to me like she really was kind of glowing. And,
yeah.
I mean, since she found out it was Daniel's. Or, unless she was going to switch it. But
Chloe.
That Stephanie line, and when Ian asked if Chloe changed it, he said, I'm surprised she knows how to spell her first name. Did you catch that? She said that about Chloe.
I love it when the writers do that, when they say things that we've joked about or something, or not necessarily that, but, just when they actually say what we've thought at times about different characters or. Whatever, I love that.
So who exactly knows that the kid is Phillips, other than the person who changed it, who we don't know?
Yeah. We don't know.
Anybody? No, Stephanie knows.
Nobody knows. So nobody knows it's Phillips.
Stephanie knows
for
sure.
Who knows that the potential could be Phillip? Is Stephanie the only one? Who else?
Yeah.
Let's see, is it Stephanie?
Oh, that's right. Stephanie knows.
Stephanie knows.
That it could be.
But
yeah.
Now does Carly
if that was
realize
the right thing.
That's what I was thinking, because she was at the computer, too, at the clinic, so.
Yeah, but I mean, does Carly know that Phillip is the person?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
only Stephanie
knows. That it's somebody else.
I mean, and Nathan knows about the affair, but he doesn't know with whom, right?
Right. Carly and Nathan know that Chloe slept with someone, but they don't know who it was. Stephanie knows it was Phillip.
Because Nathan, of course, would go running to Melanie right away if he knew that Phillip was involved and tell her. So, yeah, I see that. That makes sense.
So complicated.
Yeah.
And it still might turn out to be really Daniel's.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope not.
How many times was it switched?
I don't know. I'm thinking it really is Phillip's.
Yeah.
Is any of the whole
plot? I'm hoping it's Phillips.
I think it's Phillips. Yeah. Maybe he'll actually raise this one.
Well, if it is Phillips, do you think they'll put them back together again?
He's another little Kiriakis,
Yeah.
Maybe we can hook up Sydney
Phillip
and
Tyler. You think they'll put Phillip and Chloe back together again?
Yeah, eventually. I think so.
I see. Nadia talks a lot with a certain douchebag. And that certain douchebag kind of repeats everything she says. And Nadia wants Kyle Lauder back as Eric Brady.
Oh.
No.
Yes. And she
really?
Wants Chloe,
she wants her,
yeah,
she wants her
Chloe
husband
and,
back.
Yes, Chloe and she wants Chloe and Eric to be a couple, so, and they can sing together.
Oh.
Which is,
well, she is.
No,
with
Eric is a much better Brady than Kyle was.
Yes. Yeah.
Much better.
Wait,
he's believable as John Black's son.
I'm confused. Oh, yeah, Eric. Yeah, I got you.
Kyle Lauder.
But she likes Kyle Lauder.
The writers are pretty fixed on keeping Eric in Nicole's orbit.
Yeah.
which is fine with me. I like them together.
See, I like those two together.
Yeah.
Very good.
And what I do Brady love about what they've done with Eric is this kind of more conflicted
dark.
Brady. I keep hearing called dark. I don't see him stars
yeah.
really. I'm not sure that
right.
I'll ever do
yeah.
that. That would be kind of cool if they did. But.
Yeah.
He just seems more conflicted than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I like him. I like him and Nicole.
Uh-huh.
If they're not going to put Nicole with EJ, then...
I thought it was great, the scenes between Nicole and Brady at the Kiriakis Mansion, when she goes over to, you know, crying to him, oh, EJ's going to kill me, blah, blah, blah. And he just blows her off.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't predict him to do that. But he's always helping her out. And I have to say, too, Eric with the stubble.
I don't think the writers listen to us particularly, but I think they might be listening about Nicole and not, you know, that her storyline has been boring because her and EJ were a match because EJ was bad, and she's bad. And so maybe they're trying to make Eric a little more bad so that, you know, they're more interesting
yeah.
to get.
Yeah. Well, and also, I've always kind of wanted those two together, but I can't stand it when he's her lapdog. You know, I just cannot stand
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So I like it that he's found his component.
I wish they'd listen to us about other things.
What's that?
I wish they'd listen to us about some other
yeah,
things.
Yeah, well, sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. Listen to the
Tony
fans.
And Anna back? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Tony and Anna? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, changing such
where is Anna? And you know what? Don't you think Roman should be kind of concerned now that he knows that EJ used Anna? Like, where is Anna now? Can't they figure it out?
She
just didn't go away herself.
Because Grace admitted that he almost tried to murder her.
Yeah, exactly.
Her
right, you know, it's like they don't eat, like Roman doesn't even, you know, he doesn't even care.
Well, it's kind of like he barely registers that he and Kate were together. I mean, at least they...
Right.
Throw out a few things now and again, but you know they've basically been acting. They basically act like they don't even know each other half the time when they're in scenes together, and it drives me nuts. I don't I'm like, hey, you have a history there, but if the show wants to explore those things, they play that up. If they, you know, if they don't plan on bringing Anna back anytime soon, they're going to just sort of push that part to the side and not even
right.
focus on
yeah. it. Yeah, and ignore it.
Yeah, ignore
it. Yes, we're back to writers who think history is fixed only for them and they get to use what they want and throw out what they don't like.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't work.
Well, speaking of that, we talked a little bit about the Stefano and Kate dynamic and everything. And I was thinking, I saw a lot of people today being kind of harsh on Kate for having the gall to be upset that upon finding out that EJ did this thing. Now, you know, you can... I'm not blaming him for everything. You know, I like EJ in a lot of ways. But I thought it was kind of funny that people were like, oh, Kate's evil. Like, wait, Kate's not the one that stole the kid, you know, baby, you know, kidnapped her own child and, you know, whatever. But I what I did like about that, and my friend Mel from Australia reminded me of this today, was that you know, with Kate's history, whether they're doing this intentionally or just happens to be a byproduct of the story, she can relate to Sammy on that level. This would provide a motivation for her to jump in and let Sammy know, hey, EJ's going to take your kids because it happened to her, you know?
Right.
So, to me, even if they don't specifically call that out in dialogue, to people who have followed Kate's story, whether they watched during that time or not, that brings a layer of credibility to that part of that aspect of the story that, you know, yeah, she's betraying Stefano in a way to do this, to give Sammy a heads up, but at the same time, she loves her grandchildren, you know, and also she has this history. She can relate to Sammy on the level of motherhood, even if they can't relate on any other level. She has that maternal instinct. And she also has a history of thinking her children were dead for however many years because of her activity.
Yeah. Well, I just hope they bring that up.
Yeah, it would be nice if they would. It would be, you know, whether they will or not, I don't know. But at least for people who do know Kate's history, that allows us to go, okay, we can get that part, you know.
We can understand why she's helping Sammy.
Right, and why she'd be upset about it. Because I was just really surprised that people were, like, upset that Kate was, you know, Kate has no right to be upset. Look at all the bad things she's done. And they pull out
she's
the laundry
done,
list
right.
of things she's done. Well, I mean, you know, you just shut down Black. And, you know, I mean, and nobody's perfect on the show. I mean, you know.
Well, I have to laugh when I see any quote, any post that says so-and-so doesn't have a right to be upset because they've done thus-and-so. And it's like, well, what? That makes them stop being human?
Exactly.
That makes them not, you know, hurt
right.
because when they're hurt?
Right.
Well, because you hurt somebody else, you don't hurt when somebody turns around. Yeah, sure, it makes you a hypocrite, but that doesn't mean you don't hurt.
Exactly.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, I think, I mean, that's definitely her motivation is motherhood and her own past, but I think part of it, too, might be that she might be mad Stefano kept the whole thing from her, too.
Right.
I mean, she's mad at her husband.
It's
I mean, she really feels betrayed. Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
I agree.
Especially after, you know, after, first of all, he blackmails her into marrying him, and then she takes care of him. She's taking care and making sure she cares, you know, she gives a damn whether he lives or dies. She's worried about his diabetes and him having a heart attack and going out of her way to do all this shit, and this is what how he repays her.
But they're actually caring
so,
and, like, kind of
her,
loving each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being pissed.
Well, I think, you know, that Stefano and Kate both have secrets, obviously, that they've kept from each other. And that makes it interesting, too. It makes their, I mean, they could just be the happy couple that she comes in and pours coffee for him and he says, thank you, dear, you know, whatever. I mean, so they're, I like that they're giving them story and that they're, you know, actively involved in this storyline and in their own storyline, really, with the Chad thing and everything.
Well, I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah,
well,
I think my biggest complaint is they haven't been on very much this summer. That's part of why I tuned out, not just because I only watch them, but it's like when you have a seed planted, no pun intended, and then, you know, months go by, and, you get one episode here or there talking about it. It's like, come on, you know.
Well, the two of them together are twice as much fun as everybody else combined.
Absolutely. Very, very well said.
Yeah. Oh. I have to say there too. Am I the only one who noticed inappropriate chemistry between Kate and Chad?
Oh no, you're not the only one.
Oh dang!
Yeah.
We were talking about that today. As a matter of fact,
the way he was looking at her.
In fact, I looked at
Kate in the bag, another Tamara.
I looked at some tweets today, and somebody said, "Oh, please no," on Casey's Twitter account. I'm like, oh, please know something about Chad and Kate. And Casey said something like, well, Chad's got to get some loving, you know, or something. Chad needs some loving or something like that, you know. And I thought, you know, I think they did that on purpose just to kind of shock us a little bit. And, you know, hey, they're both vulnerable. You know, Kate likes Samira's. But, you know. I mean, she's been with her other stepsons. I mean, what's the right?
Well, she's gorgeous. How can any guy not look at her?
Believe me, all she'd have to do is say the word, and Chad would be on, literally on.
She doesn't look middle-aged.
Even EJ and Kate there. Yeah, it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
I always liked them together, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I know, but he's a boy. Okay, that's my point.
Well, it is a little
twisted.
I mean,
he's not a boy. He's 20 years old.
He's 20
okay,
years old.
He's not a boy.
Okay,
but why
he's
is
not
he
underage.
Interested? Why would she be interested in him, though? I mean, you can see
well,
when him.
She's,
yeah, I don't.
Why was she looking at him like she was interested?
I just think it's one of.
It was more him, I thought.
I just
it
think
was more him. Like
yeah,
that.
I think he's kind of like might be in like puppy love or something. Kind of like, hey, she's the only one that's
good
been
crush,
nice to me, and she's hot, you know. And I'm needy, you know. I mean, and what guy wouldn't turn her down if she would? So, you know, I think they did that on purpose, and it was kind of like I think people who, you know, were watching it going, oh, didn't expect that, but, hey, it was kind of interesting. And I certainly don't want that to happen, but I thought it was an interesting little twist on the scene, and, you know, I don't know. Curiosity to it a little bit, but I don't know.
Well, it just makes me feel better that I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. Well, you might be about other things, but not that.
Yes, I'm dead on right on this one. Oh yeah. They'll be doing it.
Oh no.
Right there on the beach, they'll be doing it.
As
soon as she finds out he's a demure, yeah. Oh God, he'd have a heart attack on the spot.
He's had just about every demure, hasn't she?
Plus
some more.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh. Phew. Okay. Oh. Oh. Well, the Bay. I can't remember when that's starting, but.
Temple?
Have you guys been watching the promos on that? They have about 3 promos out, 2 on Mary Beth's character, and there's 1 on her eldest son.
Yeah,
I
needed
like
to watch
promo. Yeah, they're really good. I mean, it's like little. They have like
a
little,
preview.
Like it's not really like a snippet of an actual episode. It's more like they're interviewing the characters. Yeah, it's all over my Facebook page.
Oh, it's on the Bay. Yeah, I see them. I just don't click them. I've seen it, yeah, with Mary Beth, right, or with her character, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really soapy. Her character was raised by someone else, and then her kind of, like, adoptive brother, which is played by Matt Ashford, they had a kid together, and she passed the kid off as her first husband, and then he finds out later, and he kidnaps her, and he kind of extorts her into rape, and he's coming out of jail for rape and kidnapping. I mean, it's really super soapy. And then they interviewed her oldest son, the one that's Matt Ashford's son, and he was kind of going through that whole story too, and. They ask him at the end if he ever cheated on his fiance, and he has that look on his face that says yes. And he's really cute too. So yeah, I mean, I really recommend it. It's people are on Facebook, the whole The Bay stuff. You see, it's on there all the time, and yeah, it looks really interesting.
Well, has any of it come out yet?
Any
of it?
No, they haven't filmed the finale yet either. And Matt Ashford was saying this week he thinks he's going to be in the finale. And they're still trying to raise money for it. This is like the last week you can actually pledge money to get the last episode, the finale taped.
Hmm.
So they're pretty close to their goal, it sounds like. Yeah, but it sounds like Matt's in the last episode.
Stanley in the chat room says the first episode is September 15th.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. So yeah, it sounds really
That's
interesting.
That's one
yeah.
web series I might actually be interested in. I haven't really been drawn.
Oh yeah, I think I want to follow
any of
that.
Them so far, but that
I'm
one.
I'm curious what you guys think about what the synopsis for Sherry Anderson's book so far.
I'm interested.
That'd be fun. I'm interested. I'd like to read them.
We only have 2 more minutes. I'm curious to see what they're about. Check them out.
Which one? About John and Marlena?
We know she's a great writer.
But it sounds like she's created some new characters.
New characters? This Emily is related.
Yeah,
maybe
sounds like she's going to be a Brady.
The show.
Yeah.
Belle and Sean are in it, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Rachel was disappointed that at least Kim and Shane were in one of them. That was kind of a bummer so far.
She has 6 of them, right?
There's 3
well,
so far.
There's 3 so far that have, any kind of summary on what they're going to be about. I don't know what the rest will be about.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I did write to Sherry that one of them would be about Kim and Shane, as I told her what a huge response we got. From the Kim and Shane fans when we interviewed Patsy and Cheryl Shaughnessy.
Oh, yeah, those were great.
Yeah. Well, and the third one, I'm hoping it doesn't say anything about Daenerys, but I'm hoping that.
Oh,
there's one on
Daenerys.
Yeah, to be honest, she
supposedly accused of murder, so I'm hoping that there's something. So far, I don't know.
Everything seems to be Brady-centric, and, it would be nice to have something with the Demirers or the Kyriakos or instead.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. The Braves, I think, are the most uninteresting. But we have 30 seconds left, girls.
Oh.
So
oh.
I want to thank cool. everybody.
Oh, yeah, at least we've had positive stuff to talk about.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Well, thanks, everybody. We have Marianne and Madeline and Anna and Nikki. And we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye.